The Cubs are playing host to the Mets on Wednesday. Matt Harvey would last just 3 1/3 innings in his start, but things would get way worse for the Mets bullpen.
Pulled to left, base hit, Zobrist will score. Right behind him is Bryant. He's in.
Swinging a high fly ball deep left field. Back goes Aoki. That ball's got a chance. Gone. To the basket in left field, a home run for Javier Baez. Cubs lead 7-2.
Deep left center, way back, it's gone! Fair ball, Rivera again. Hayward scores, Baez around third, he's in. That's a two-run double.
He lines one down the right field line toward the corner. That's going to be a fair ball. This could clear the bases. Almora racing around third. He's going to have a three-run triple to go along with a three-run homer.
The big win helps the Cubs maintain their 2.5 game lead over the Brewers atop the NL Central. Here's Chicago skipper Joe Maddon.
It was so close for a long period of time there, and yet you got to go to Strope in a really critical situation. He has to get, Lagares, I really liked the way that guy plays. So that's a big punch out right there. The top of their batting order was working really good at bats. Aoki, Reyes, and Cabrera. So they were a pain in the butt. Dunsing, could not get through that. I was looking for Dunsing maybe to go two innings, actually, and just not have to worry about anybody else. But it didn't play that way. Fortunately, we got the add-on runs, and then the bullpen changes, and everything's fine. But I'm trying to stay away from guys to just not have them even warm up, but it's not been able to do so.
The way Lester started out, it didn't look like he'd get through
six. I talked to him about it. I was looking at it after four, and I'm thinking, you know what, if he gets a quick inning five, he has a shot to do this, and he did. Inning over, I looked at him. He looked right at me. I'm good. I said, fine. He got better game late. He did the same thing the last two starts, fifth inning, better, and then the fifth and the sixth inning better last start, and it kind of went the same way again tonight. From the side, stuff looks really good. Velocity, break, all this stuff. They weren't chasing his breaking ball, and he wasn't dotting up with the fastball, and that's put him in that high pitch count situation. But stuff, purely stuff-wise, looks good.
Do you have any explanation for that?
I don't. I don't. He doesn't either, I don't think. I talked to him a little bit about it on the bench, and he had a good look. He was not frustrated. He just knew that he was off. He was just trying to figure out why he was off.
Play with Contreras and him.
Yeah. Shouldn't happen.
Okay.
Shouldn't happen. In that situation, if you're running into third base, if you're in jeopardy of making it at all, you just stop. And there's nothing wrong with doing that to draw a throw to make sure the other run scores. So either stop. You got to be safe or stop. And on this other side, the lead runner's got to run hard through the home plate. It's one-on-one. Now, I didn't see Wilson completely from my – I wasn't looking there. And I know his legs – I asked him to not run hard, so that's part of it also. But if you're the runner going from first to third, I'm good. But if you're in jeopardy of being out, you have to stop to make sure the run scores.
Joe, as a manager going through a pennant race, how much do you enjoy looking down the dugout and seeing that your guys are just having a blast right now? There's no pressure seemingly at times in the dugout.
No, they've been really good. The guys have been great. They're ready to play. The new additions have been seamlessly fitting in. Leonis Martin's got a great personality. Freeman does he's talking to him a lot before the game. He fits in extremely well. Up and down. The new guys like Davis coming in. He's been with us, but all these guys fit in really well. There's a good vibe in the dugout. There's a lot of energy. Even when we mess up that play or we miss out on opportunities early to score runs, that does not change their attitude, which is a good thing.
So far, it's 9 times in 2 games.
Is that right? Well, and the other one was a line drive at the center. They've been playing that guy in that one spot. He's been hitting it right at him. You got the base hit and all, but that we couldn't score on. Line drive right at him. He's in that slot. But their ball's been on the line. He's been hitting the ball much harder. His numbers, you can see the numbers are perking up. The OPS is starting to climb up into more familiar areas, so he's feeling pretty good about himself.
So how big a lift have these two games been coming off that weekend series?
Well, of course. We had to get back on track. Weekend series was tough. We just didn't score any runs. And we had one bad game, and they beat us 2-0 and 3-1. We just have to – we've been talking about that. We got more runs without homers tonight, which was kind of nice also. That first two runs, I loved them. It was was the first – two ground outs, exactly. I love that. Was it a fly ball and a ground ball? Or was it two ground outs? Two ground outs, okay. Right, so that was nice to see. Of course, Albert comes off the bench and has himself quite a week. You know, that was kind of nice to watch. But overall, the at-bats were good. We just have to be able to maintain that more consistently. See, here's where I come from watching this whole thing. Good, get it over with now, because my biggest concern is health, and health looks really good. Physically looks really good. He's not fatigued. He's in shape. He's not huffing and puffing. He doesn't come off the field looking all sweaty and tired. So there's just something off that he's going to find. He's going to find that little thing with the release point. All of a sudden, it's going to get real sharp. He stretched out to 110, 100, what, 113 today. Yeah, so he's really stretched out, which I kind of like too. He had a break. He's been properly stretched back out. So now moving forward, I just think that the next step is to just – he's going to feel that thing at the end of his fingertips, and the ball is going to start going where he wants it to go again. So I actually think it's kind of encouraging, quite frankly.
So you touched on it earlier, getting back to having your A and B relievers separated. Mm-hmm.
It's so big right now to be able to do that. You know, they all should be pretty good for tomorrow. Almost got Montgomery in the game, but we were able to get away from that, which is a good thing. Duncey did not throw that many pitches. Stropey 2 days in a row, but not a heavy number. CJ did not have to play tonight. So it's good. Obviously, when you score that many runs, when you win by that many runs, then it makes it somewhat easier to manipulate. Kind of what we did last year. A lot of that was based on run differential last year. We were able to manipulate the last part of the game in our favor.
John Lester got run support early, and he got it late. The left-hander allows 2 runs over 6 innings to win his 3rd straight start.
If I could take the last 3 and the last 3 from this game, from the last 2 games, it'd be a lot better. You know, for whatever reason, I don't know. Just not real crisp early on right now. So, figure it out. Game of adjustments. We got to make some. So, you know, I don't know if it's a matter of feeling too good early on and, you know, maybe overthrowing the ball a little bit or just being too fine. Kind of the same thing I said last start. I don't know. But, as we got into it, we incorporated some other pitches and got a lot of ground balls after that, so it was good.
Have you specifically been through a stretch like this before? I mean, so efficient after the first 3 innings compared to those first 3.
I mean, I'm sure I have somewhere down the line. I mean, I don't.
How many, 3 starts in a row?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a grind. I mean, just command. Just command. It's not good, not crisp right now, and then all of a sudden it kind of falls into place. You know, I've always been a big believer in being able to throw pitches, being able to, regardless of, you know, obviously you don't ever want anybody to throw, you know, 100 and plus pitches through 3 or 4 innings, but, you know, throughout my entire career I've always been, you know, in the top, I think, 3 to 5 guys every year and pitches thrown. So I like that. I like that feeling. I like that responsibility. You know, it's almost like once we got to the 4th, I don't know if I just – if you get tired and you just say, hey, man, here it is. Let's figure it out. And, you know, we got some quick outs. So, you know, like I said, I like throwing pitches. I like being on that, you know, upwards of 100 plus pitches. And Joe's let me do that the last couple, and I feel good about it. I like it. Hopefully we can continue to do that, but maybe just be a little bit more efficient and get into the 7th and 8th inning as opposed to grinding through 6.
John, you've been through a lot of pennant races already in your career. At this time of the year especially, are you keeping up with the other team's scoreboard, watching any of that?
No, I don't really care. I mean, we got to take care of ourselves. I mean, that's the big thing. You can't worry about other people. You know, when it's all said and done at the end of the night, yeah, you can check the scores and see what happens. And, I mean, I do that regardless every night anyway. I'm a baseball junkie. I like baseball. So usually when I go home, I put on MLB or I'm checking the MLB app. And that's not a plug for the MLB app, but I usually am checking that and, you know, watching highlights. So as a baseball fan, yeah, but as a Cubs player, no. I mean, I don't really care what happened. I don't even know what happened right now. I'll figure it out when I get home. But like I've said, man, we got to take care of ourselves. We're fine. You know, we got to play good baseball, and that's what we've been for the most part doing for the last, really since All-Star break. You know, I feel like we've done a really good job since then.
The overall game plan of keeping all the starting pitches down most of the year until now, do you think that's really benefited yourself and the other guys when you get to this point of the year?
Hell, I don't know. I mean, I got hurt, so it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, like, you look at it one way or the other. I mean, you can always – there's always a way to debate one side or the other. I grew up in the American League, and it was here's the ball, here's 105 to 110 every night, if not more. So I get the National League side of the game where there's certain situations where, you know, in the fifth, sixth, seventh inning where it's a 2-1 or 2-0 game and the situation comes up, they have to obviously get a better hitter up there than what we're representing. So I get that side of the game. But I think there's a lot to be said for a night like tonight. I mean, a night like tonight I'll remember more so than the seven innings you throw shutout where it's just you go out there with your eyes closed. You know, those are the games that you should win. The games like tonight, the last one, those are the games that, hey, man, that's you got to put your hard hat on and figure it out as you go. So, yeah, I mean, I think – each individual start is different, each individual season is different, and you just got to kind of figure it out as you go.
The Cubs will go for the series sweep on Thursday night at Wrigley Field when the Cubs Minor League Pitcher of the Year, Jen Hote Singh, makes his big league debut.